Dan, you just secured Cardiff the first point of the season, 4-0 draw against London Academy. What do you make of the performance and the result of the team?
Yeah, it was a really good team performance. Before we played London Academy, we would have took a point, definitely. They're a strong team. So, yeah, we're really happy with the draw. And because each of the four members all won one match each, so it was a really good team performance.
I'm sure you'll know all too well that it's a tough league after getting promotion through the playoffs last year. Are you surprised just how tough it is looking at it, looking around the hall?
Yeah, we knew obviously there'd be a lot of tough teams, but even some of the teams that we thought might be slightly weaker have gone and got strong players in. So, yeah, every single team is full of players that can, dangerous players, like they can win matches.
And like you said, there were some good individual results in there, and given that everyone's now got at least one victory on the board, just how much will that do for confidence going into tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to do wonders for the team's confidence, especially for Craig and Victor to both beat Dexter, who's obviously their number one player. Will do their confidence really good. But also, yeah, for me and Simon to also chip in with a win shows that like we can work as a team and grind out results.
It's the same team other than Craig Bryant that came through the league last year. I know Youngbo's not around at the minute. No. But is that going to be a benefit for you moving forward as a team? You've already got that team camaraderie and whatnot, where there's other teams that are chopping and changing a little bit.
Yeah, it's good that we all know each other quite well. And even though Craig is only playing for us for the first time now, we know him from outside. So, yeah, it's good that we've all played with each other quite a lot. So we all get on. And, yeah, I think it does help to relax as well.
And I'm sure that the ultimate goal is to make sure that you stay in this division come next season.
Yeah, that's literally, well, I don't know about the rest of the team, but for me personally, it's just staying in the division is the main aim.
And just a bit about yourself. I know you've been working hard. I've seen you knocking about a few tournaments, doing this and that. How are you feeling about your progression at the minute?
Yeah, it's going well. I was out in Germany for 2 years playing full time, but now I've come back to Cardiff, so I'm going to tone down the amount of practice, but I'll hopefully still be practicing quite a lot. So yeah, I want to keep my level and improve a little bit.
Talk to us about your time in Germany. I mean, the opportunity to play out there was, and I'm guessing with some very, very good players, must have done your game a world of good.
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience. So I was out there for 2 seasons, and to be able to practice twice a day with players that around your level and better is, yeah, do anybody good. It's not possible not to improve in that situation.
What made you come back to Cardiff?
I just decided that even though I'd enjoyed it out there, I wanted to come back to Cardiff and start to earn a bit of money for myself working, because it's a bit hard to making the money stretch whilst playing over there. So yeah, I'd enjoyed it, but I wanted to come back and start to earn a living.
And what's the goal for you moving forward now? Obviously the Welsh, just the whole Welsh scene seems to be picking up, especially there's a lot of good young players coming through. I'm guessing you want to dominate those rankings and other goals as well.
Yeah, it's a good time for me personally now with the Welsh table tennis. There's some of the older players are moving, like retiring or slowly fading out. So yeah, it's a good opportunity for me. But like you said, there's a lot of juniors coming up that are good. So I have to make sure I work hard to stay above them.